the assassination attempt against Trump. Former President Donald Trump was hustled off the stage with a bloodied face after a bullet pierced his ear during a campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, on July 13. Authorities are now investigating what they've called an assassination attempt. The attack marked the first shooting of a U.S. president or presidential candidate since President Ronald Reagan survived an assassination attempt in 1981. Here's a timeline of what happened at the shooting that led to the death of one rally-goer, with two more sustaining serious injuries. 6:02 p.m., Trump takes the stage. Former President Trump takes to the stage to the tune of God Bless the USA, waving to the crowd under the scorching sun. 6:11 and 18 seconds p.m., Trump speaks. In the final moments before the shooting, President Trump talks about illegal immigration, referencing stats displayed on two jumbotrons that show it was lower during his tenure. 6:11 and 32 seconds p.m., shots fired. Former President Trump continues speaking about illegal immigration and begins to say, "If you want to see something really sad, look what happened over." At this point, the first shot can be heard on camera. Six more shots also ring out in quick succession after the first. Just milliseconds before, the former president had cocked his head slightly to the right. 6:11 and 33 seconds p.m., Trump grabs ear. Immediately after the shot rings out, former President Trump stops speaking and quickly grabs at his right ear. Pulling his hand away, he then quickly drops to the ground behind his podium. The entire crowd behind him reacts just as quickly, also falling into a crouch behind the stage. Shouts begin to ring out from attendees. Moments later, a Secret Service agent can be heard shouting, "Get down, get down." 6:11 and 36 seconds p.m., Secret Service comes on stage. Former President Trump's personal escort of Secret Service agents immediately bounds on stage as soon as it became obvious that something is wrong. At this point, at least seven Secret Service agents swarm the former president, falling on top of him to cover his body from further shots. "What are we doing? What are we doing?" one female agent can be heard saying. "Where are we going?" 6:12 and 32 seconds p.m., Trump gets up. For nearly a full minute, former President Trump remains prone on the stage, his body covered by Secret Service agents. Two Secret Service personnel carrying semi-automatic military-grade rifles take to the stage, scanning the crowd as Secret Service agents try to determine their next move. Several agents can be heard shouting, "Shooter down! Shooter down, are we good to move?" a female agent asks. "Shooters down," a male agent replies. "We're good to move." At this point, former President Trump begins to slowly stand up, still largely covered by agents. His shirt and hair are disheveled, and a stream of blood runs down the right side of his face. As he stands up, agents continue to shield his body from view. 6:12 and 47 seconds, p.m., wait, wait, wait. As former President Trump stands up, he can be heard telling agents, "Let me get my shoes." Moments later, he says, "Wait, wait, wait." The former president at this point raises his fist to the crowd and appears to mouth, "Fight, fight, fight." 6:12 and 55 seconds p.m., Trump escorted out. With most of his body still shielded by agents, former President Trump is carefully escorted off stage, continuing to pump his fist for the crowd. He is taken by agents to an armored vehicle. 6:14 p.m., Trump's motorcade leaves. The former president's motorcade departs the rally venue. 6:42 p.m., Secret Service confirms incident at Trump rally. Secret Service spokesman Anthony Guglielmi writes on X that an incident has happened at the rally and that former President Trump is safe. 6:51 p.m., Trump said to be at medical facility. The Trump campaign says the former president is fine and is being checked out at a local medical facility. 7:49 p.m., Secret Service confirms shooter dead. Secret Service spokesman Anthony Guglielmi releases a statement saying that the suspected shooter had fired multiple shots from an elevated position outside the rally venue. Secret Service agents had neutralized the shooter, who was now deceased. The statement also says that one spectator was killed and two spectators seriously injured. 8:13 p.m., Biden condemns shooting. President Joe Biden speaks on camera from Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, saying that he had been thoroughly briefed by all the agencies in the federal government on the shooting. There's no place in America for this kind of violence. It's sick," President Biden says from the emergency briefing room. 8:42 p.m., Trump's ear wounded. Former President Trump confirms that a bullet pierced his right ear in a statement on his social media platform Truth Social. He also thanks the Secret Service and all of law enforcement for their rapid response to the shooting and expresses condolences to the family of the person who was fatally shot and another he had heard had been seriously injured. 9:40 p.m., Trump will attend Republican National Convention. The Trump campaign and the Republican National Convention confirm in a statement that the former president is doing well and will appear in person at the Republican National Convention, set to kick off in 2 days in Milwaukee, on Monday, July 15. 10:30 p.m., Biden speaks with Trump. The White House confirms that President Biden has spoken with former President Donald Trump. 11:45 p.m., FBI calls shooting an assassination attempt. Kevin Rojek, special agent in charge at the FBI's Pittsburgh field office, holds a news conference calling the shooting an assassination attempt. He also says that investigators are working to identify a motive for the attempted assassination. The FBI confirms that two adult men are in critical condition, while a third has died. 12:37 a.m., Trump lands in New Jersey. President Trump's private jet lands at Newark Liberty International Airport. A video shared by his Deputy Director of Communications, Margo Martin, shows the former president walking unassisted down the airstair of his plane. Strong and resilient. He will never stop fighting for America, Ms. Martin writes on X. 1:35 a.m., FBI names gunmen. The FBI identifies 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, as the subject involved in the assassination attempt on former President Trump.